She's making her way up. Orly Shaham is on her way to sit in and have a little discussion. She is not only a brilliant pianist, she is in the small tube. She has a wonderful little video with her brother, Gil Shaham. Oh, there she is. Come on in. Come on in. Orly Shaham is with us.
Boy, was Tim, how are you?
Was that brilliant? That was just brilliant to me.
Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations on such a performance.
What an incredible piece, right? Yeah. Just so overwhelming. And I thought tonight the orchestra felt so free. They started that beginning and I could... All the furies were murmuring and growling underneath me. And I thought, what a perfect way to start this concerto.
It is. It is. And it's changed since you heard this way back when.
You know, this is one of those pieces I actually remember hearing for the first time. My brother was playing it. My brother Shai was learning it on our little upright. And I remember hearing him practice it and thinking, this is so cool. Someday I have to play this. And I had no idea what the orchestra part sounded like. For years, I knew only the piano part. I didn't know any of the chaos and angst and pathos that happens in the opening.
So it changed a lot for you over the years then?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. This was also the very first concerto I ever played with orchestra. And I was all of 11 years old. And my teacher said to me before the rehearsal, he said, the orchestra will start and you'll know. And I was 11 and I thought, what is he talking about? What will I know? And the orchestra started and I knew there was no way I was going to do anything else for the rest of my life.
Good for you. You've blessed us all that way. Oh. Tell us about the encore.
It's a Moskovsky etude. It's one of those little, killer pieces that Horwitz used to pull out of his sleeve. And for many years, I've been learning it for years and years and years. And for many years, I couldn't get the sound of Horwitz playing it out of my head enough to actually perform it. And then I decided, life is short.
Go ahead. It is short. Your life seemingly short in the way that you've come on force with your piano playing, and now you're doing so many things. You're on a little screen. I saw that video of you and Gil.
Oh yeah,
that is just a screen.
Thank you. We had fun doing that.
You're doing writing. You have this wonderful broadcast. Ask a Musician.
That's right.
I've been listening to those. Those are phenomenal. How'd that come about?
You know, Dial a Musician came about because a radio station that I'm afraid is now sort of defunct, at least in the form it was when they first contacted me, called and said, we'd like to do something with you. What do you want to do? And I said, wow, that's, great freedom. And luckily, they didn't ask me for an hour show or anything as complex as that. They said they wanted about a five-minute feature. And I thought, people need a chance to get to know not only musicians, but to get to ask those basic questions that are burning on your mind, like, why does the harp need 7 pedals? those things that, frankly, even I've been wondering all my musical life. And so I came up with the idea that I would get these listener questions and essentially call up musician colleagues of mine and have the expert on that particular instrument or in that particular area answer the question. So, for example, for the harps, we had Nancy Allen, the harpist of the New York Philharmonic, with an absolutely incredible little segment in which she demonstrated, purely by sound, all the cool things that those 7 pedals do. It was really very impressive.
Well, and the list is huge. I mean, you have had some phenomenal guests.
Yeah, I'm very lucky to know a lot of very cool people in this business. And
you are lucky.
One of the things I liked about doing that show is I got to include all my friends. But for the moment, we're stepping back from that show. We may be working on something new. We'll see.
I hope so. I hope so. That voice shouldn't be lost, and the audience shouldn't lose something that they can actually understand when somebody brings it to them so succinctly.
Well, and frankly, a lot of the things that the questions that were asked on that show, I was learning from the answers. I mean, I would have been able to give a basic musician answer, but the ones that didn't have to do with the piano or didn't have to do with composers that I work with a lot or, all those things, people are experts. What's incredible about a symphony orchestra is you have in front of you 100 experts at what they do. And that implies such an incredible wealth of knowledge. It's it's a wonderful resource to tap.
And stories to go along with it.
Absolutely.
Just the great stories. And I know that you have so many. You are doing so much work. Your 2010 season has a lot of Mozart in it.
Yes.
You're doing a lot of that around the country. You're putting together, you're writing, you're lecturing.
Can you tell I can't focus on just one thing?
I'm worried. You have actually seven men. six men.
Six, yeah.
Milo,
the canine man.
Canine man. The four children, and of course your husband.
Yeah. Well, you know, I recently...
How do you do this? This is going to drive... Ladies, you need to listen to this.
I have absolutely no answer, but all I can say is that yesterday I was at Left Bank Books downtown, and I picked up a book on the male brain, because I thought in my position it's actually required reading.
That's a short book, really.
it's actually a very surprisingly thick book.
Well, I don't know about the content, then. I'll have to pick that up for Sally. I don't know if that's going to go. Tell us, what do you do next? Where you go?
I'm switching gears entirely. I'm playing Saint-Saëns G minor in a couple of weeks in Fort Wayne with Jamie Laredo, a wonderful chamber musician who's now conducting and with whom I've never worked. So I'm actually really looking forward to that. And then I go back out to California. I run the chamber music series for the Pacific Symphony Orchestra, and we have our last performance.
So you program that as well and play?
Yeah, that's really fun. I get to program the whole series and, you know, choose what I want to play in. And the musicians there are also really wonderful players. And now that this is already my second season doing it, and so I've gotten to know them. And I get to pick pieces I know they're going to play really well or they're really going to enjoy. And it's been kind of fun introducing them to works that maybe they'd never done or that they've always wanted to do. And
your challenges, you seem like you're always forcing yourself into another challenge.
I get bored easily. I've always been that way.
Well, you and your brother Gil have done playing together and just done, and I've got to tell you, you've got to go online, not now, but see the video. It is a fun, fun piece.
Yeah, go on to YouTube and put in Run, Gil, Run.
Run,
and you'll
Gil,
see,
Run. Yeah. And the sense of humor from your family is boundless.
Thank you for referring to it as humor.
I think it is. It's a great coping mechanism, just in case.
Yes, that's right. Well, actually, Gil and I are embarking on a very cool project. It's something that I'm sort of oddly surprised we've never done before, but we're actually working on a project of Jewish music. All sorts of things, you know, for the fiddle, there's so much written. So we're combining a recording project with a recital tour, which will include some performances in New York. And we're in the phase of picking out repertoire. And it's incredible what's out there. And there are the pieces everybody knows, but there's so many that you've probably never heard and that are just gorgeous.
So this is an album project, possibly?
It's looking like it may be a double album project, actually.
Well, let me tell you, that's an exciting project. It's an exciting project to fill in the gaps, if the gaps that come with that music.
Well, and it's music that, you know, doesn't get played in certain parts of the world at all, in certain sort of mindsets, and yet gorgeous stuff. And the one thing we're finding, this is, you know, typical, right? Jews, when we speak, we're very funny, but when we write music, it's all serious. So we're having a hard time finding enough comic relief for our album. Maybe we'll just do some stand-up. I don't know.
That's always it, sure. With that Run, Gil, Run, you can see where that humor is coming from.
Yes.
I've got to tell you. So your life is just full and busy. I must tell you how you manage to live in your household and do the things that you do and still stay connected to all the things that you love. Is there some science in that?
There's tenacity in that, because it's not easy to do. And, you know, any mother will tell you that when you have little ones, they really take all your attention. And, you know, thank goodness the room where my piano is has a lock on the door, because they now know how to open the doors. And the best part is every once in a while I'm practicing, and they'll be playing in the room right outside, and I hear them while I play, but I can sort of tune it out while I'm working. And then I get to the end of the piece and I hear a little tiny voice, you know, clapping the little hands and saying, "Bravo!
Teach them well. Teach them well. I love that. I love that. Also, and Milo is a dachshund.
Yes.
Your love. But dachshunds are kind of like the snuggies of the animal world, aren't they?
This dog is one of the most wonderful souls I've ever met. He's such a sweetheart. And, you know, he has his little bed by my pedals, so by the foot of the piano. And when I'm practicing, he comes in and he has a nap. And I remember when he was a little puppy, anytime I turned the page, that would scare him. and he because it made a different kind of a noise, and he wasn't sure. But now he sleeps through anything at my feet.
What have to with that with a full house?
And what's nice with him is he doesn't judge the music I'm playing. If I miss a note, if I don't, he just snoozes right through.
So you're going to come back to play with your husband, David Robertson.
Yes, I am.
Is that next year?
Next fall. Slightly different kind of music, all Gershwin. It's going to be exciting. I'll probably wear a different color dress for that.
I like this. Well, as long as you don't smoke the cigar like you used to do, that's the one thing don't think would go over. But boy, it's just been just such tremendous pleasure, not only to have you here in intermission, but to have you here playing with this fabulous orchestra, and all the things that you do for us when we listen, and even online now. So I recommend Dial a Musician is online, as well as Run Gil Run.
Yep.
See those for fun. You have a fabulous website as well.
Thank you very much.
It is very brilliantly written and gorgeous, and you're playing exceptional.
Thank you so much.
We just can't wait to have you back as many times as
possible.
Can't
wait to be back. I love this orchestra.
Orly Shaham, thank you so much for all that you do for us.
Thank you.
Listen, we're going to take a small break. This is the St. Louis Symphony Saturday on Classic 99.